بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في دعوة. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that we were with نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم in a da'wat, that is in a meal in which they were invited, and he says we were also present in that da'wat. فَرُفِعَ إِلَيْهِ الزِّرَاعِ, and then the shoulder bone of the animal, the goat, whatever animal it was, that was presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to eat in the da'wat. وَكَانَتْ تُعْجِبُهُ, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to like the shoulder bone. Amongst the reasons the ulama give is that this gets easily digested and it isn't heavy on the body. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had preferred that. فَنَحَسَ مِنْهَا نَحْسَةً, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam partook of it, had a little of it. And then وَقَال, and then he explained. Here we learn that even if it is a da'wah that we are having, meals, whatever occasion, but the talks of deen should be always prevalent. And we should talk about deen and invite towards deen, speak about deen, etc. Whichever aspect is suitable for that occasion, we should speak about deen. In other words, deen should be central in our life. And we should try and speak and remind people about it, thereby reminding ourselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this occasion explained, أَنَا سَيِّدُ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, I will be the leader of all the people on the day of Qiyamah. Then naturally, of course, we all understand that this is impossible, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it of pride, but he said it of a reality also, and reality has to be made known, and also shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the favors of Allah Ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explained and clarified that هَلْ تَدْرُونَ مِمَّ ذَاكَ, and do you know why this will be the case, that I will be the leader of all the people on the day of Qiyamah? The reason for that, يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala will gather all the people, right from the beginning to the end, that is from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam till the day of Qiyamah. What a multitude of people it will be, we cannot imagine. We see big crowds in the Haram of Makkah, etc., at other places. But what this crowd will be, that from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam till the day of Qiyamah, fi sa'idin wahidin, and all this will be in one plane. All will be gathered there. From other ahadith we learn that there won't be any like rocks there, any shrubs, any trees behind which a person can hide or something. But all will be at one flat plain and all the people will be gathered. فَيُبْصِرُهُمُ النَّاظِرُ, and then an observer will be able to see all of them at one glance. Like now we can see also here, all who are sitting, like that a person will be, an observer will be able to see all at one glance. وَيُسْمِعُهُمُ الدَّاعِ, and a caller will call and everyone will be able to hear what he's saying and what that person is saying. In this way all the people will be gathered. وَتَدْنُوا مِنْهُمُ الشَّمْسِ, and the sun will come down very close to them. In other riwayat we read at a distance of 1 mile, whatever that measurement will be, but the sun will be just overhead. And yeah, also we have to think that sometimes we have a hot day and we cannot take that hot day. It becomes 30 degrees, 35, in some places 50, 55 degrees, and we cannot take it. On that day, what will be the condition when the sun will be just overhead? فَيَبْلُغُ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَالْكَرْمِ, and then people will be involved in so much of grief and pain. There will be so much, or they will be so such a difficult condition of grief and pain. مَا لَا يُطِيقُونَ وَلَا يَحْتَمِلُونَ, and it will be such that they will not be able to bear it, nor will they be able to tolerate it. It's quite clear, just standing like that, and then standing with the sun just over the head of a person, and people will be in this very distressful condition. فَيَقُولُ النَّاسِ, And then people will now become very distressed and in anxiety, and then they will start speaking amongst themselves and they will say, "Ala tarawna ma antum fihi," don't you see in what a condition we are, in what difficulties and hardships we are. "Ila ma balagakum," and that which you have landed yourself into, in which you are, what difficult conditions. "Ala tanzuruna may yashfa'u lakum ila rabbikum," that let us think now and let us discuss that who can we ask Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala eases this condition for us, and whatever the proceedings of the day the proceedings can start. But just this waiting, this will be already so much of anxiety, grief and pain. So such will be the day of Qiyamah, a very difficult and hard day. And when they will now seek somebody to go and intercede, also everyone will have realized that there is no one that no one is in control today besides the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which comes in a riwayat where announcement will be made, "Limanil mulkul yawm," for who is sovereignty and kingdom today. Even now it is only Allah's sovereignty, but Allah Ta'ala has covered it up with all the asbab and means that we are seeing around us. So we feel that these people have authority, those people, I have authority in my house, I have authority in my business, but there it will be made clear that only and only Allah has got authority. And in this way they will ask, they will now want some relief from this distressful condition. فَيَقُولُ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ لِبَعْضٍ, and some of the people then will say to the others that who we can go to, أَبُوكُمْ Adam, let us go to your father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the one who will be able to intercede for us, and he will be able to, the one who will speak to Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah eases all the situation for us. In front we read that when they will approach Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, what Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will say on that occasion, and how the things will unfold on that day. It is for us to have concern of that day. Normally we only have concern of our immediate matters here, but may Allah give us tawfiq that we have the true worry of what the day of Qiyamah will be, which we all have to go to, and there is no running away from it whatsoever. Each one of us will have to go there. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.